Episode 1555, I Am Seen.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing so far? I hope that your day has been a lot sunnier than our day. Oh, we've had nothing but rain. I know for some of you who are way up north, I get it. You're having snowstorms. We're talking about crazy weather happening, but you know what? In your heart, it doesn't have to be crazy. No, God's got you right where you're at. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. I Am Seen. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I have to tell you that my heart is heavy. Life doesn't always give you what you want. Yet, all you want is to be noticed. I am seen. Many days can fill up with hurt and hardships, being a part of the I'm not good enough club. Don't get distracted by this club, but we do, don't we? I can only imagine what Jesus was going through. It's Palm Sunday, an incredible time of reflection. Actually acknowledging our history in Christianity. And I think about how Jesus would be preparing, knowing that he was going to be crucified, knowing what was to come. I think sometimes he would have just said to God, "Are you noticing me? Am I here yet? Have you not seen what I've done here for you? I've served you, yet you still are going to take my life. I'm going to feel it. I'm going to go through all the pain and the hurt for what? I am seen." You need to know that you are seen. Maybe a lot of your day has left you feeling lonely, unqualified, a misfit. No matter the good that comes from your day, all is erased by that nagging feeling, I'm not good enough. I don't know why God has placed on my heart to have this particular calling or my purpose in life, and I feel like I don't add up to anything. The girlfriends that I thought I could trust are only whispering behind my back. My family, they're sometimes fair-weathered friends also. If they want something, they're there for me, but overall, I kind of have to live my own life. I don't know if I'm coming or going. My children depend on me. My husband expects me to do so much, yet I'm still working. I don't feel like I'm adding up to anything. What's your story? The story that's leaving you trapped in the I'm not good enough club, because we all hang out there way too often. My heart is heavy for you. I've been down that road. It's a dirty road to go down. All you can do is think about the negativity. And boy, does it pile on you. You feel like you're, you know, suffocating. And then when you're suffocating, then you start even more self-sabotaging. It's from one extreme to the next. You try to talk yourself out to it. Oh, I can dig myself out of this. Only to find that your hole that you were digging, trying to get out, is only deeper. I am seen. You are seen. You matter. You can't come to grips with how you got to where you are, unless if you begin to see yourself through God's eyes. I want to encourage you today that the I'm not good enough club can draw you closer to God. when you begin to go down that dirty road that leaves you wandering and wondering, not in a good way, leaves you complaining, gossiping, telling yourself stories that aren't truths, but you believe that they are. They're nothing but lies, bags and bags and bags of lies that weigh heavy on your heart. That is going to draw you closer to God. I can only imagine the reckoning that God had with Jesus as he was preparing him for our gift, the sacrifice for us, so that we wouldn't have to pay it. If you do anything under your own strength and power, then it becomes of you. God wants to be a part of your story. He wants people to see him through you. You know that I'm not good enough? Guess what? God can equip you. Where you are called, he will equip. He will give you the skills and the tools that you need. He will give you the resources, the strength, the finances. It will show up. But you must be willing. Those days that you feel like you're just all black and blue, from all the hurt, the pain, the frustration, the anger, the disappointment, the I'm not good enough. God's got your back. He's got all of you. Psalm 139, it's absolutely beautiful. It starts out like this: Lord, you have seen what is in my heart. You know all about me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You know what I'm thinking, even though you are far away. You know when I go out to work and when I come back home. You know exactly how I live. Lord, even before I speak a word, you know all about it. You are all around me. You are behind me and in front of me. You hold me in your power. I'm amazed at how well you know me. You are seen, my friend. You are loved, my sister. You are cherished, my brother. As you go through your day, whether crappy or happy, you are seen. Lean in and let God see you. He wants to be there. You don't need to carry your bags and bags and bags and bags of lies. You don't need to listen to all the gossip around you. Yes, I know it's tempting. Sometimes it's exciting. Maybe your life feels a little bit blah. Maybe you feel like, gosh, if I had something more, maybe I would feel more alive. But you see, the breath that you breathe is from God. It's not from the stuff of this world. And we can get so wrapped up in it. The clothes that we wear, the makeup we put on, how we style our hair, the jeans that we have on. It can be the heels that keep us high, even though we're feeling so low. The jacket that covers the hurt, the scars on the heart. Where are you hurting today? God sees you. Where are you smiling today? God sees you. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to put on a mask because God already knows. He has seen what is in your heart. He knows all about you. So why hide? Why play pretend with him? Just open up your heart and let him in. Lean in and let God see you naked in your comings and your goings. He knows you. You are seen. You matter. You are loved. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.